Marjorie, and you're watching Ask at Dead in Hip Hop.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because everyone says I say ask.
Did you say ass?
Ask.
Wait, someone
said that in the comment section?
Ask.
Ask.
I get tweeted it too.
Oh,
they say you say ass all the
time. I mean, it could be that kind of show. You're watching.
Watching ass.
All right, so today's question comes from Naja, and her Twitter name is Naja Book, and her question is.
What you
like? I know Nicole's a female.
She got ass?
I like that. Alright, so she goes, how do you plan or have you introduced your kids, nieces, nephews, little cousins, etc. to hip-hop? And the reason why she asked this is that she's a big hip-hop fan, but she's noticing that she can't really let her kids listen to some of the stuff she listens to, but she still wants them to be submerged into the culture. So, some of you have kids, and some of you don't. So how do you plan on introducing your kids to hip-hop?
I don't.
Okay.
Alright, next.
I don't. All right, next. Why? Why you don't? Why? Why? Why not, Ken?
I mean, I what am I gonna play? You know, what do I have to play?
Fresh Prince,
Cookie Monster.
Yeah, I mean, getting jiggy with it. That's gonna be old and get him mopped for all the rest of his life. Nothing out there really.
I mean, it's intellectual rap out there, like that can educate.
Well, she said that what she has noticed that has worked is Roots, and she likes the album Undone. She says her son has to see that.
How old is your son again?
He's 9.
What's he like? No, I mean, no, it's not.
Nah, that's a little deep for a 9-year-old.
There's all kinds of profanity on there. I mean, it's not like Black Thought is a clean rapper. He's not cussing.
Well, yeah, I guess it's a different.
But, I mean, he's gonna hear cussing either music or in the streets, so it doesn't make a difference.
Because I listen to that shit when I was a kid.
Too, right. Cuss like a sailor.
Right. So I'm thinking like, well, what's the difference? But then I guess it's a different time. So I guess you don't have your kids.
It's on you. So what you gonna do? When you have a little, say, look, big head baby.
I'm gonna say, look, hey man.
Put on this Dilla.
Pop on this Dilla.
This Clear Soul Forces.
Right, put on the Skillmatic on for you, man. I'm gonna give you a lesson. Whatever.
He gonna put the speaker up to his stomach right before he
goes. Yeah, he gonna hear it. Volume. Straight out the fucking dungeons of rap.
At what age?
At like 9.
Straight up.
Yeah.
So what if you had a girl? So does it matter like the gender? Like does it matter like if it's a male or female?
You gonna play Book of Girl.
If it's a girl,
raise you up the right way. That's how you drop that ass, though.
No, if it's a girl, no, I probably won't. No.
It's a double standard, baby.
That is a double standard. That's a total double standard.
I'm all for double standards.
Why would you not?
I'm saying,
I don't know, man. I feel
like for your son, that doesn't make any sense.
No. It's different, man. It's different. I don't know for me.
Either she's going to hear it from you or she's going to hear it from somebody else.
Yeah, I'm not saying.
She's going to hear it.
Yeah, yeah, I get that too. I get that too. But, you know, I control what I can, you know.
But you know, the more you try to cut it off, the more she's gonna want to hear it.
Right, right. I understand.
It's gonna get worse. Cause that's how I was when I was a kid.
Oh yeah, yeah. I understand that.
You know what I mean? Not trying. Obviously, I'm not trying to take out a radio. Obviously, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that.
You know, the more my mom was like, "Don't listen to that shit."
Right.
I'll find a way to get it.
Yeah, yeah.
My parents weren't like that.
My parents wasn't really like that either. Like, well, they would like that with my sister, but with me,
my dad, he was like that.
Mine wasn't. We had free reign. It was two boys, so. You know,
like, I think it's different. Yeah, it's a double standard.
I mean, I know it's a double standard.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah, it is a double standard. Like, little girl, you ain't listen to this.
So it's nothing that you think is like kid friendly out right now?
Disagree with me talking about that
stuff. I mean, there's probably stuff that's kid friendly, but I mean, I'm gonna introduce my kid to music. Period. If I have, if I'm unlucky enough to have one of these fucking, I'm gonna introduce him to music immediately. I mean, so what? There's cursing or there's profanity. Like I said, they're gonna hear it in music or they're gonna hear it at school. So what difference does it fucking make? It's not, as long as you're raising the kid properly, it's not like they're gonna hear a fucking rap song and go suck a dick at school or shoot somebody.
At what age?
I was hearing music the second I came out. I don't remember a time there wasn't music in my house.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about at what age?
But hip-hop, you start playing
hip-hop,
they're gonna have everything. I'm not gonna, I mean, y'all know, I'm not gonna fucking raise my kid just listening to hip-hop. That doesn't make any sense.
No,
right, but we're talking about hip-hop right now,
they're gonna hear everything. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, I feel that.
From the time they're out, they're gonna hear whatever I'm listening to.
Yeah.
If it's fucking Slayer is Slayer. If it's Luke, it's Luke. If it's Kendrick Lamar, it's Kendrick Lamar. If it's Atmosphere, fine. They're gonna hear whatever the fuck.
At what point?
They're gonna hear. I guarantee
like your nieces and nephews right
just
now.
Just like me, they're gonna not remember a time when there wasn't music in the house. As long as you're raising the kid properly, it doesn't make any sense. Like, they're gonna understand how the world works. I'm not gonna fucking try to shelter my kids so that when they get outside, they're like, oh shit, what is this? Yeah. What is this marijuana stuff? Oh, penises? Yeah. Weird. Or vaginas? Interesting. I wonder what those do.
I don't think there will be any sheltering, but I do think you'll be okay with your 3 or 4 year old running around the house cursing because they can't stop.
If you raise them properly, it's not going to do that shit.
I think it's the same thing.
Yeah, they will.
Though.
You can tell them, hey, that's a bad word. Don't say that.
No, you beat the fuck out of them. They don't do it no more.
Yeah.
Look, man. At the end of the day, you know, you're a parent for a reason. Yeah,
exactly.
And as a parent, it's your responsibility to teach your child what's right and wrong, right? But in music, it's very eclectic. You have a lot of right in it. You have wrong. You have bad words, good words. You have everything that is in music, and you have to expose your children to that because you can't close them off from the world. At what age? That's up to the parent. There's no right or wrong. Every child is different, so you have to take your child and be like, hey, he's not ready for this, or she's not ready. And me, I'm not gonna have a double standard. Because at the end of the day, you are a human being, and your ears are different if you're a boy or a girl.
Get him, Fico.
You see what I'm saying?
God damn it, that's
so,
more
so the thing
now.
Is that,
Fico.
You know, there's two sides of the game when you're talking about the world and life. So if I have a son, I'm gonna teach him as a man. And if I have a daughter, I'm gonna teach her as much as I can to be about a woman. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a woman, but I'm gonna do my best to be like, hey, I'm a man and this is what I think that a woman should do. And as a parent, it is my responsibility to teach her that.
Say
your music isn't gonna do, music can be affected. Music does affect you, but it's your job as a parent to be like, hey, this is what it is.
Rob, man,
is
it?
This is what it is.
Rob, I'm gonna turn the camera off.
I was about to hand it to somebody. Dog. No, so you're telling me. So you're saying you're gonna raise your son and your daughter the same way?
Mm-hmm.
The same exact way. Like you're not gonna.
Well, obviously, I'm not gonna buy basketball shorts for my
dog. Daughter. It's gonna naturally be a double standard with stuff. Like you're gonna teach your son certain things. You're gonna teach your daughter certain things.
Yeah,
you're gonna expose your son to certain things. Yeah. You're gonna expose your daughter to certain things. It's like. It's naturally a double standard when it comes to
moral standards. That's what he's saying. That's what I think he's saying. You're not going to teach your daughter and your son different morals.
No,
morals are morals.
Exactly.
Right. And I get
life
that.
Life lessons are different.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. Life lessons.
Right. I agree with you there.
Yeah.
You know, life lessons are different for men and women because a man's path and a woman's path is completely different. There's men and women in the world, but at the end of the day, as a parent, there's men and women in the world.
We're getting a little off track. Okay,
hold on, because I didn't really ask the question. So for me, I don't have any kids, but my little brothers, I taught them everything I knew about hip hop and everything that I thought was dope. I gave it to them and be like, hey, what do you think about this? Because you have to expose people to the things you like. You know what I'm saying? As well, because they're gonna formulate an opinion, either they like it or they don't, but it might open up their ear to be like, you know what, let me check this out.
At what age?
Not yet, exactly.
At what age?
I don't know. I think everybody's different, and I think that's a case-by-case basis. You can't just quote-unquote put an age, you have to give them this.
No, you can put an age right now.
Well, that's you. That means
I'm asking you. You don't have an age.
I don't have an age. It depends on the kind of kid.
So you think you'll be the type of parent to like curse around your kid and all that too?
I will.
I am. Early on, I don't want him or her to catch on to that stuff. So I don't want a 2 year coming around. What do you mean?
If you are cursing around.
No, but that's what I said. When they're young,
catch on to it.
Yeah, when they're young, like 2 or 3, I'm gonna try to curtail as much of my cursing as possible. Because I don't want a 3 year old running around, fuck you. I don't want that shit.
So why won't you continue to do that after they get older? Like, I mean, if you don't.
Because as a child develops,
because my mom and dad cussed around me constantly.
All the time.
And I did not cuss around them. I still don't cuss around my mother. I'm 34 years old. And so that's not true. You can't. You cannot take one kid and base the entire world on that
I'm
one kid.
I'm not basing it on the entire world. Yes,
you're saying they're going to pick it up. You don't know that. They might.
At 3 or 4, you're going to tell me that you're not going to have kids?
Yes, I didn't do it.
Okay, so you can't base what
that's
you've
what
done.
Exactly.
And
that's what I'm saying.
He's just proving your whole point.
No, he's not.
He tried to apply it to me, but it's just because he didn't do it and there are kids that are doing
okay,
it.
Okay, but no, what he's saying is there are and there are ones that aren't. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You cannot do that. You can't say that just because one kid did, they're all going to do it. You can't
I hear more young kids running around cursing than I do not. And why? Because they're supposed to. Yes.
I don't.
Yeah.
At 3, I don't know no 3-year-old that cusses around me. And I make this all the time.
I just made more projects to listen to you guys.
Right.
But that shit is real.
It's
but
real.
You guys running around in the suburban and out there in the world.
Right, don't try,
really?
Come
really?
On, man.
Right, okay, what do I say?
No, I'm talking about just growing up. You tell me you didn't hear 3 or 4 year olds or 5 or 6 year olds running around cursing. Is that what you're trying to tell
me
right now?
Well, obviously, Ken is more black than us.
Oh, nobody said that. Come on.
Yeah.
What are you trying to
say? Oh, you just threw the fucking sword.
No, because you said...
Nice try,
well,
though,
no,
Ken.
But you don't want to talk nice about... Try. Well, you need to change your friends. So you implied that maybe where I was hanging out was probably more black than you.
That's not what I implied.
So I threw it back on you. Well, maybe you're right. Maybe because I was around...
Come on. White kids have fucked up ass kids too.
And I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying
is you threw that card
on me and I threw it back on you. Maybe because you're not hanging around those type of people.
I think
you guys are running around with this ideology in your head that if you sit there and sit your kid down and tell them, no, don't do that, no, don't do that, no, don't do that, they will not do it for a certain period of time. But if you continue to play that type of stuff, they're gonna come back and they're gonna continue to do it. Why? Because what I'm saying is you can. Yes, we can be parents all day and sit down and teach our kids. But if I'm sitting there playing Big Three and fuck these niggas, fuck these hoes,
and I turn around in the back seat, listen, dog.
And if I turn around in the back seat and that's what I'm hearing, what do I need to do? I need to turn that shit off. I don't need to say, hey, you don't need to be rapping that shit because it's bad for you. No, as a parent, maybe I need to take that out because he's not able to take that out of his life yet.
Okay. And I understand everything you just said. But the difference between parenting and teaching and saying no is a big difference. Because the thing is that in music, in hip hop, there's certain songs. I'm not saying play every fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna play fuck these bitches and fuck these hoes. But you know what? You do have to explain to your kid at some point in time what the fuck a hoe is and why people say it.
Right, nobody's not saying
that.
No, wait.
You're saying, well, don't do this and don't do that and don't do... Yes, then your kid is going to rebel. Because they don't have a... They don't have a...
The kids will rebel.
No, that's what you just said.
I get blamed for everything, so...
That's what you just said, Ken.
I'm just saying, every point you're making, you're throwing it back at me like...
I don't recall saying that.
This is what happens every show. Every show.
When did I say that?
I counter it, and it's automatically my fault. So I should just not say anything.
He said something, and I'm saying, I didn't say that. I said you said it. So
yeah,
am I wrong?
But you're still defending the point.
No, he's applying the point that I said. Because he's applying something that I said that I didn't say. So why should I own that?
You said the kid will rebel. And I'm telling you that if you teach your kid, teaching means...
And I'm telling you it doesn't work that
okay.
way.
It seems the difference of opinion between people who don't have kids and who do have kids. Because you guys seem to be on the same page as far as the question goes. So I guess it's just it changes when you have kids, make you think differently.
I guess.
Or it depends on how you grow up.
Yeah.
Because again, if we're coming from personal experience, I wasn't sheltered.
I wasn't sheltered either.
I'm saying, I did not do these things that you're saying a kid will do.
Yeah.
I didn't, my brother didn't, my sister didn't, my friends didn't, my cousins didn't. Why? Because we would have got our asses whooped if we said, fuck these hoes around my mom.
Yeah,
in front of or even around my aunts or my older cousins. We would have got our asses whooped. Because we knew that that was wrong. There was never a time in my life where I don't remember my dad cussing in the house.
At what age?
There was never a time in my life that I don't remember my dad cussing in the house. You're asking me what age?
I was talking about what age when you knew that you shouldn't be around cursing around.
I never did it. It was
in my brains and they were cussing around my parents. I mean, even as much as I used to hear Richard Pryor and hear you know, all these other swearing words and from movies and stuff, I knew not to say that shit in front of my mom and dad because I'd get my ass whooped. Now, will I do it amongst my friends when I'm off in the playground?
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. But if I'm around my parents, I ain't going to be like, hey, motherfucker, tell them something. My dick.
You know what I'm saying? something.
But you would pick a reasonable age in which you know that you can instill these certain teachings to your kids.
Yeah, right? From the time they fucking come out, man. Yeah.
There's no set age, and that's the thing I'm trying to tell you. It's like every kid is different. Like me, I grew up sheltered. You know what I'm saying? I was very sheltered when I was young. And when we went on vacation, I hung out with some older cats. I learned cussing from them. I heard my parents do say it, but they weren't big on it. But every other word was nigga this, fuck that. And I picked up on it. I came back, my mama told me something. And I said, man, fuck you, bitch. That's the last time I cussed at my mama like that. Last time. That was the last time. I learned. Fuck that. You can't cuss at your parents. You see what I'm saying? So for everybody, it's different. It took me getting my ass damn near handed to me. You know what I'm saying?
So at 3 or 4, would you censor the type of music that your kid listened to?
At 3 or 4, you know what I'm saying, their brains cannot grasp everything that's happening in the world because they're 3 or 4 years old. I'm not exposing them to everything at a certain age.
I think it's all dependent on the kids. That you want, if you won't let your kids watch certain things on TV, I do think there's certain things that you shouldn't let them listen to because it's the same thing. Like certain people won't let their kids. Like I remember having to cover my eyes. You know, we're watching something, maybe a scary movie. Certain parts I would have to, like, I couldn't look at. You know what I mean? But if you're gonna do that, you can't just let them listen to fuck bitches on the radio. If they can't watch it on TV, it's no difference. I don't think.
I've never understood that. I mean, again, I didn't grow up that way either. I was able to watch any fucking horror movie that was on TV that I wanted to watch. Because my mom knew I wasn't gonna watch this and go out and fucking stab somebody.
Exactly.
I think it's again, more so the graphic images.
But what about like women? Because I think
growing up. Go back to what she was saying. Hold on. What are the graphic images gonna do to you? Give you nightmares?
It's just
big deal.
Maybe.
Big deal.
You get over it. With your kids.
Have a fucking nightmare. Yeah. And you get over it.
Man. I'm with them. I was sitting there watching like Porky's and shit like that, Revenge of the Nerds, all kind of shit that had
music. If you don't listen to that,
as a kid, probably, you know, I was a 3 or 4, but I was probably at an age where, you know, I was able to know what's right.
I just want to see a difference between seeing and hearing. Like, if you can watch Porky's or whatever that was.
Here's the thing, I think
basically what I'm saying is I think personally me that there is a certain age that and where you can start.
I think
9 and 10 because my daughter's 10 now, and I feel myself being more lenient in what she can hear and listen to. I don't know, I just feel like she can understand stuff a lot and like kind of figure stuff out on her own now. You know, so I could tell her, you know, the things that I've told her all the way up until this point and try to keep her as innocent as I possibly can, but now she's getting to an age, she's about to go to middle school after this year, so it's like, you're about to be exposed to a lot of other things, so I need to go ahead and like tell you what the world is about.
Get in front of that,
You know, and get in front of that.
Down in that.
But you know what, the thing about it is also, if you're talking about you don't want to expose your kids to hip-hop, it depends on what kind of hip-hop. If you're listening to ignorant-ass shit, then that's on you as a parent anyway. Why are you really listening to that stuff? I mean, if you get like enjoyment out of it, cool. But you know, if you are saying I should not be exposing my kid to this, why are you listening to it? What are you getting out of it? You know, why are you listening to fucking Baby and Birdman?
Right.
The same person.
Baby and Birdman.
Once I said it, it clicked. But I'm just saying, like, I don't listen to that kind of shit, so I don't think I have anything to worry about as far as exposing my kid. Now, you know, will I play shit like Necro around her or him? Yeah, if it's on in the car, I'm not gonna turn that shit off. But if she start hollering, you know, kill, 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 daddy, kill, 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 I'm gonna be like, hold time out. Like, no, this is music. This is not real life. You don't do these things. You don't repeat these things. If they don't understand that and there's no way to get them there, like no matter what I do, if they keep doing it, okay, then I have to change my, you know, the environment that I'm raising the kid's not ready to understand. But if I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do, I don't think there's gonna be a problem. Yeah. Because like I said, me and everybody that I've grown up around, they weren't sheltered like he's saying. We all grew up around fuck and shit.
and ass and bitch. And we didn't do that when we were kids.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
We had no reason to.
Right.